Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Ed Abel back on the show. Ed is the founder of Abel Business Institute, the author of Roadmap to Success. He's one of the top entrepreneurial experts in our brain trust, and he's our good friend, Ed Abel. Welcome back to the show.
So good to be back.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Ed, what are you seeing out there as you move around? You got a lot of clients, a lot of small business clients. What are you seeing them experiencing right now? What are you seeing? What are they telling you? What do you believe is happening as they try to move their businesses forward in the new year?
So there's two things going on. The first is overwhelm. More and more people I speak to, the more networking events I go to and chat with business owners, there's overwhelm with all that we have to do to just keep, not even to get ahead, just keep and maintain.
Yeah.
And that the cost to staying in business has increased.
Yeah. When you say overwhelmed, are you talking about overwhelmed with real things to do or overwhelmed with things that new things that can be done that they're feeling guilty that they don't know so much about?
So it's interesting. I think there's a blend of that. So when we talk about overwhelm, the one thing that I see consistently is, oh, my God, what do I do? When do I do it? How do I do it? I don't know what to do. Who do I hire to do it? Oh, my God, am I hiring the right person?
Right.
So, mm-hmm. You know, with technology moving at the rate it is, and the technology and the social media components affect our marketing. And when you start to look at our marketing, many of us were so used to marketing one way. And we hate change. Most people, as much as everyone says, oh, you got to embrace it, you do. But we're afraid because
two out of three people resist change. We don't just not change. We resist it.
There you go.
The statistics show.
And it's all out of fear. I'm afraid, am I making the right decision? And so what starts to happen is paralysis sets in. Oh, my God. Gee, I don't want to make the change. I know I'm probably supposed to make the change. I don't know, is this the right change, and who's going to help me with the change? Because this is new territory for many of us. You know, how to properly blog, how to move through LinkedIn, whether or not I should be on Twitter, should I have a Facebook account, should my business have a Facebook account, and on and on and on. And then, oh, I have it, what do I do with it? Mm-hmm. And how does all of this generate sales? I mean,
well, see,
at the end of the day,
that's the issue right there.
Yeah.
Is that you've got small business owners who need to, here's the fundamental overriding thing. I got to make payroll on Friday. I got to make a bank payment. I got to make the rent. Whatever, you know, those are immutable facts that are going to happen this week, right?
Yep.
And so that means I got to get some receivables in, or I've got to make a sale or something, or one or both or all of that, right? And then you're saying, okay, well, how do I get more business? How do I sell? And then there's all this buzz about social media, and you haven't actually met anybody who's made a sale on social media that went out on social media and came back with the business.
Right.
It doesn't work like that. And that's
correct.
But yet, Ed, as you're saying, you're feeling pressure to do it.
Oh, the pressure is steep. And the truth is, the social media is now the credibility factor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it used to be you have a website. Now it's almost, you know, passé. Oh, yeah, I got a website. No, are you, what's your LinkedIn profile look like? What's your Facebook page look like?
Well, imagine how overwhelmed the people are who are being intimidated by social media right now who don't even have a website yet. I mean, incredibly, there are small businesses. There are many small businesses who still don't have a website.
I have a medium business that I work with doesn't have a website.
Yeah. I mean, do they have a phone? do they have electricity?
Right.
What's the deal?
But social media is the same. It's becoming the same question.
It's becoming the same way.
Yeah.
We're in it. This is a transition period. Folks, there's no question. This is a transition period we're in right now. And the people who are going to be successful are the ones who get comfortable inside their business's own skin. And when we come back, Ed and I are going to help you get comfortable in your own skin. We're going to tell you the truth after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us. Does
anybody really know? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.